welcome. This is Bill Hart with this month's edition of Talk Jet. And this month is really a special treat. Wayne Turner, I interviewed last in 2008. And when speaking with our mutual friend, Sim Miller, he said, you know, Wayne could be a great interview for you. He has been through a lot since 2008. And last year in a brand new market, he sold 180 homes. So without taking away the essence of the interview, I'm just going to tell you that sometimes when life doesn't play out quite the way you planned it, we've got choices. And the choices that Wayne has made has allowed him to completely rebuild his business in a completely new market. It is my pleasure to introduce you to Wayne Turner.
Buddy, it is my pleasure. It has been a while since we've spoken. As a matter of fact, to take you back to how long it was June of 2008. And before we get into the what's evolved in your life between then and now and the lessons that our listeners can learn from it, what I would love to know, and we'll sort of start here to kind of set the hook, right, to get them, you know, to gig them, right? I want to get them fired up, is, you know, how much volume you've done in the last year. Can you just give us a rough idea?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Last year we closed 180 transactions. Average sales price is about $212.
Yep.
The year before that, we did 126 transactions. Average sales price was about $204.
Yeah.
And then the year before that, we did 81 transactions.
Wow.
And this year, we're projected, we've closed, today's the 18th of March, we've closed 33 as of today, and we have 29 on the books to close in the next 45 days or so.
Good for you. Well, that in and of itself is a phenomenal story, and longtime listeners will recognize that, yeah, Mo, now that's, you know, he's up there amongst the rarefied air when it comes to successful realtors, but that's really not the amazing part of your story. The amazing part of your story is that you used to be in a different market, in a different state, and you started over. So.
Yes.
To the degree that you want to tell that story, man, roll it out for people. Because here's what I know, bud. Your willingness to be transparent and talk to people right now about what you went through, to whatever degree you're comfortable with, is going to resonate with people who are listening to it, you know, who think that everybody they see and hear up on stage in a suit looking good, doing a lot of volume, has got it all together. And what you and I both know is life isn't always perfect. And sometimes we got to reinvent. And man, I'm thinking you got the book written on that one. So tell us the story, Wayne.
Well, here's what I think is on that. I think it's kind of fascinating, Bill, that you say that, because I think it's important for people to literally look at. We oftentimes see people on stage, so to speak, and I'm just going to use that analogy. You've
sure.
mentioned that, but we kind of see people. We compare our backstage with their front stage. But we don't see what's going on behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it always looks so much better than what it truly sometimes is. Not oftentimes, you know, but sometimes, you know, we and then that tends to, you know, beat a lot of us up. You know, me, I'm like, I see other people successful. I'm like, why can't I do that? I'm like, well, but really, you know, that's why I tell people, don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Hell, half of them are broke, you know?
Absolutely.
But a little bit about my story.
But I just want to stop you there and make sure people got what you just said, because I just wrote it down. I love that. Sometimes we compare our backstage to other people's front stage, and that's a great gut check. I love that, man.
So what happened with me is got my real estate license when I was 24 years old.
Yep.
I worked in an automotive factory called Peterbilt Motors, where they build the big, huge Peterbilt, you know, trucks.
Sure.
And it was a manufacturing plant. I went to high school. I went about a semester of college. Got a job at a manufacturing plant, paying me really good money. I was 20 years old, making $40,000 a year. That was 22 years ago, and yes, I'm 42 years old. Just turned 42
there you
March
go.
3rd. So. Was an electrician on an assembly line. I worked my way up to being an electrician. It was one of the most, you know, jobs where you actually used more of your brain, and it kept me from being so bored. I'm self-proclaimed ADD and have been for a couple of years now.
Nice.
But, you know, I was doing that, worked second shift job, was working with my uncle cleaning pools, and there was a guy that we were cleaning his pool at his house. He had a nice Lexus in the driveway. and an in-ground pool. And I asked my uncle what he did for a living. And my uncle said, well, he's a real estate agent. Then I noticed the signs leaned up against the back of his house. He sold real estate. And I thought, well, I wonder how hard that is. So that's when I checked into it and realized, man, in 2 weeks I can be a real estate professional.
No doubt.
So lo and behold, 30 days later, I was a real estate professional, got my real estate license, started real estate full-time, did it part-time for a couple of years, and then realized I didn't want to do the factory thing anymore. I was really tired of that. And so I started selling real estate full-time. I gave myself 6 months. I had a little bit of money saved, and I never looked back. Now, that was in 1996 when I got my real estate license. So fast forward, you know, years till around 2008, I have a successful company. We're closing close to 300 transactions a year. I have buyer agents. I got a listing partner. I'm working 100% of my time on the business, not in it. I wasn't listing homes, going to closings, negotiating contracts. I wasn't doing any of that. I was basically just making it rain as the rainmaker.
Sure.
And then, you know, you just turn and burn. You do stupid things with money. You buy the million-dollar home. You get Cadillac Escalades and boats and houses and diamond rings, and everything's rolling good. And all of a sudden, the market takes a big hiccup. And then during the hiccup, you realize that the person that you're married to, y'all just don't, it just doesn't work anymore. So went through a divorce during the down market, had to liquidate assets. I sold my commercial real estate office that I just built a year and a half prior to this. In 2006, I built a really nice 4,000-square-foot office building. I had to sell the office building. Fortunately, I sold it to Taylor Swift to use the office building as her her management company.
Oh, is that right? That's
13
great.
Management, yeah, so Taylor Swift. And yeah. And I joke with Scott, her dad. I feel like I should have sold it for more. But she's worth a lot more.
Yeah,
no
kidding.
But at
right?
the time, you know, Scott Swift did me a favor by approaching me and saying, hey, if you want to sell the building, we want to buy it.
Cool.
Taylor came in. They all looked at it. They liked it. They even
very
bought
cool.
everything in the building, believe it or not, including
how sweet it is.
Man, old paintings, I had an old painting of the Parthenon in the lobby. They bought it all. I mean, it was
well,
great.
That's exactly what you needed at the time, right?
Talk about a godsend. I was like,
yep.
Man, this is. So anyway, sold off rental property, liquidated everything. My ex-wife, I wrote her a check, and she was happy with that check, and I didn't have to pay her alimony. I didn't have any kids. I was married for 14 years, so I wrote her a big old check, and she went her way, and I went my way, but I was left with pretty much the decision to stay in my market,
yeah,
where it's cold, it's cloudy, it's Nashville, Tennessee,
yeah,
and I just was ready for a different change of scenery. You know, I was thinking, I'm
yeah,
just going to move. Maybe I'll just go sell boats in the Keys or something. I'm a real water, warm kind of guy. I love
yeah.
the sun, that sort of thing. So
yeah.
I've been part of Howard Brenton Star Power Stars for quite some time, and I was speaking on a panel in Orlando, Florida, in 2009, I believe it was. And I met, speaking on that panel in 2009 in Orlando, and that next day is where I met my now wife.
Oh, wow.
And she's born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. And so that's kind of what brought me here. I traveled back and forth, and I was looking to move somewhere, anywhere, you know, that was a warmer climate. So to make a long story short, I realized that Tennessee and Louisiana were reciprocal states. So I got my license in Louisiana. And then Rachel and I, my wife, dated. You know, before we got married, my you know, girlfriend, if you would, at the time, and then eventually I just realized that, you know, she was the love of my life, and so we got married in May of 2010,
mm-hmm.
and then we started a new real estate company in June of 2010.
Great.
So this will be our fourth year, June.
Wow.
4 years.
Wow,
well, anyway,
that's
kind of my
pretty
story,
impressive growth, man.
You know, through the process of down, you know, the downturn in the market, you know, like a lot of people. And here's the thing: if it takes you $900,000 to make $1 million,
yeah,
that's not good. You don't
right.
want to do that because
right.
you're just chasing your tail, man. You know, and it just and I was kind of falling into that. Don't get me wrong, I was running pretty lean and mean because I've got a very close and dear friend of me, Sam Miller, and Sam's always taught me, man, just work every day like you don't have any money and make sure you save. And so my business was running on about a 55-45 profit margin. So I was actually running pretty lean, but what I did was when the market started sucking back, I didn't let go of staff. I didn't let go of salary. I'm an optimistic person. I thought, this is not, you know, our market in California and Nashville, Tennessee, we'll be fine.
Sure.
The mix of that and a divorce, and it just didn't work. So I was writing, you know, I was obligated to contracts. I was doing TV. I was doing some radio. I was doing newspaper. I had staff. And so I had to make about $35,000, close to $40,000 every single month, whether I sold a house or not. So
a lot of pressure.
In the mix of all that, I had to short sell my house, went through divorce, so short sold my rental properties, none of which of that was paid for. I had mortgage balances on all of it.
Mm.
And so, unfortunately, I had to also file bankruptcy.
Mm.
And so when I moved to New Orleans, Louisiana, I had $6,000 to my name and a real estate license. And I pretty much started all over. And last year we did 180 sales. And I say that not to brag, but just to impress upon people that you can do anything you want to do. And the big thing, Bill, that I want people to know out there is that when I got my real estate license in Louisiana, this is what I told my wife. I said, you know, I'm here, but I don't want to overcomplicate things, and I don't want to hide behind the technology, and I don't want to hide behind mailers and letters and all of that. And I'm not just saying that because I didn't have the money to have the money to do any of that.
Sure.
But here's what I thought. I thought, you know, I started in Nashville, Tennessee. I was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. I opened up a company and a business in Hendersonville, Tennessee, where I physically, intentionally moved my license to a lake community where the houses were higher and the price ranges were higher. So I've always kind of cut my teeth on expired listings and just really grown a business off people not knowing me and who I was. So
sure.
It was easy for me to say, you know, all I need is a desk and a chair and a phone and a computer. Mm. I can pull expired listings. I can make phone calls. I can make money. So I think that somebody's out there new, they're listening, and thinking, what do I do? How do I get started? I don't have a lot of money. I don't have contacts. You don't have to. What you do need to, what you do need to really focus on is the sales skills,
right,
the communication skills, how to communicate with somebody, how to watch body language, how to read body language, you know. And, again, it's a numbers game, and you can't get hung up on the, I think a lot of people out there are not successful in sales. And it really doesn't matter if they're selling boats, motorhomes, RVs, paperclips, shoes. It has to do with just take away that internal voice that's in your head that says, well, what if they say this, and what if they don't like what I say, and what if they ask me this, and what if they – it's just like, just forget about all of that.
Yeah.
And just literally, if somebody asks you a question you don't know the answer to, just say, you know what, that's a great question. I want to give you the answer for it, but I want to make sure that the answer that I give you is the best answer for you. So let me get right back with you on that. Write it down and
so
find
good.
The answer.
Yep.
Don't go outside in the driveway and Google it and come back in.
Right.
I mean, it's all online nowadays. You know?
Yeah, it's true, man.
But anyway.
So, I just want to ask you, because I think that the clarity that you have brought into this kind of Wayne Turner 2.0 experience of yours obviously came from, you know, what you described in the beginning, and that is, you know, it's very easy when you build a highly successful business to let your, you know, your outgo you sort of match or exceed, God forbid, your income, and, you know,
right,
you had to sort of quickly and in a fire sale almost kind of a, you know, fashion, get rid of a lot of things, and then you came back down and, you know, you fell in love again and you started with a clean slate. The etch-a-sketch of life was shaken, right? You got to start anew. And that's the thing I really want people to hear from you, because you were a guy running a mega business. I mean, an absolute mega business. Yet when you said, I didn't want to get kind of bogged down with all the technology or what the word was that you used there, what you then followed up with was you said, it's really about people. It's about sales skills, being a better listener. I guess that's what I'm most curious about. If you were sitting down with a group of people sharing a beer saying, well, let me tell you what I learned from that experience, doggone it. Here's what doesn't matter, and here's what does matter in your real estate business. What would be two or three things that come to mind?
The first thing that would come to mind would be to, you can make excuses or you can make money,
nice,
but it's hard to do both.
Yeah, that's so good, man.
So you have to tell yourself, what is it that you want to achieve, and why you want to achieve it. And I think it's really important to go, you know what, and here's mine for people out there listening.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's about choices.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have more choices. I don't want to be a high-paid employee. I want to be a business owner that runs a successful business, and that's it for me. And you make your business, you make a good profit in any business, either being really small or being a pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, you're kind of at that breaking point.
Yeah.
You could go either way, and half time you're pulling your hair out because you're micromanaging people, you're managing people. So for me, it's about the choices, Bill, and the freedom, because I know that if I build a business, then I'll have more choices. And that will give me the freedom. That's
the
big reason why I got my real estate license is I hated working a second shift job.
Right.
I had to literally be at the place of employment at 4 o'clock every day, and I worked inside a factory, and I wanted to be outside. I wanted my freedom. And now it's to the point where, you know, I want my freedom to spend time with my daughter and my wife and, you know, my dogs and
totally
boat and that sort of thing. So I would tell people find out the big why, and if it's the freedom, the choice, if it's getting out of debt, if it's having money in the bank, if it's, you know, people put a big focus on financial success and financial freedom, but at the end of the day, everybody's, you know, perception of freedom and riches are totally different.
Absolutely.
You know, I heard something years ago, and I think it's so powerful. It's broke is temporary, and poor is forever. You have to ask yourself which one you want to be.
That's nice.
So, me, I don't
love
that poor mentality. I've been broke, but mentally I'm never poor. I just, you know, it's just setbacks.
Nice. That's great, man. It's a great distinction.
I think really
what's funny is most of the successful people I've interviewed in the almost 20 years I've been doing this, and I think Howard would have told us the same thing, most have had some moment in the valley, right? For some people it was years, and for others it was a brief moment. But I think you're right. I think most successful people, and certainly beyond real estate, you know, you read about any highly successful people, most of them have had their rock bottoms and they come back out of it. So,
Hey,
here's another question for you.
Sure.
So we talked in 08, like I said, June of 08. And, man, you were a flying machine, and you actually even grew your business higher than that. I think at that time, the most that you had done in that window was about 170, I think, units or so. And you built it up to, you said, 300 units at one point, right, or thereabouts?
Right, 06. And that's 06. The thing, too. In 06, we did 286.
Mm.
Then we declined around 215 in 07.
Mm.
And then in 08, it was like 170.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, that's when it just all kind of imploded.
Well, and for everybody, right? I mean, the market really did just, you know, fold up. So here's my question for you. You're the new guy in town. You come into a brand new market. Nobody knows you. And now I got to imagine, you know, you are, and I watched one of your commercials here, the Guaranteed Sold video.
Yep.
People have to go to your website, by the way. And I see... callwayneturner.com, right? Is that the best place for them to go?
Yeah, they can go to callwayneturner.com, or they can just put in wayneturner.com. I both have them mirrored back and forth.
Cool.
So.
But they need to look at this video, which is also on YouTube, by the way. But it says Guaranteed Sold Turner Real Estate Group. And the great thing about it is I've never seen anybody do this. You flash houses by, or if not outright addresses, and say, Wayne sold it in 4 days. This other company had it for 10 months. And there's a series of these going by, and I'm going, oh, man, is he sticking a stick in the hornet's nest? This is beautiful.
Yeah.
So clearly there's some people you probably haven't made friends with, but truth is truth. You're getting results, right?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, it's like when you're a new person and you come into town, people question, well, who is this person? What are they doing?
Sure.
Who are they? Are they going to stick around? And then, you know. But, you know, here's the thing, and it's funny, Bill, you'll laugh at this. When you're broke, you really don't give a damn. You're like, I got nothing to lose, right? I got to eat, man. I mean, I literally had a car, and I had some clothes.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend let me live with her. But I was broke, man. I was just like, so, but But I didn't do that stuff right at the beginning. I basically just started working the phones. I made it a point to do a little bit of research, find out who was doing what in the market, find out who was the top. And I noticed that nobody in this area was doing any kind of stealth or unbranded marketing or ads or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just things that they weren't being done. Now, it's funny, ironically, Bill, that my mom has always said, son, anything that's good is going to be copied, so just live with it.
Nice.
And it's so funny because now, since being in this market, we have multiple websites and we have now multiple agents that have those same website providers like Boomtown and RealPro.
Sure.
And you know, it is what it is. What are you going to do? I mean, if anything, don't get mad at those people. You got to praise those people for wanting to do better within themselves.
Oh, without a doubt.
Grow a team and grow, you know. But
And I see that across
everybody
the country.
The best, but
well, yeah,
like
exactly.
You know, so, it is. We put it out there, and we let people know, hey, we sell houses. It's competitive. It's competition. It's in any business.
Yep.
I mean, hell, you look at politicians. They're the world's worst.
Oh, without
they're the
a doubt.
World's worst, you know. I mean, you look at him on TV, you know, he's a loser. He's a drunk. He got caught. They're showing mug shots of him.
No, that's right, man. So as you sit here in the spring of 2014 and you think about, you know, kind of looking back in the rearview mirror of what you had done and the way that you had built your business and then all those things you just mentioned, right, whether it's, you know, Boomtown or RealPro or Zillow or, you know, Trulia or whatever, I'm just a little curious because it sounds to me like you've really gotten back to the basics. I'm a little curious as to when you look at your numbers, where are most of your leads coming from right now? I have to imagine you've built critical mass and it's signs and it's, you know, ads and it's the traditional kind of thing, but maybe not. I don't know. Where are most of your leads coming from?
Hang on, I'll tell you. That's a good question.
I love
what
that you know.
Well, we started doing about 2 years ago, we started doing pay-per-click.
Mm-hmm.
Pay-per-click helps a lot. Pay-per-click is what they call the, you know, the short tail in the spectrum, meaning that when you look at so many people are now going to the Internet, and if you're out there, if you're in the real estate industry, mortgage industry, title industry, any kind of the housing industry, you can actually go to realtor.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually pull off the report. It's called the seller and buyer profile report that they do on a yearly basis.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like $40 or $50, but it will tell you. NAR does a great job of doing lots of research, and they'll tell you how does a seller choose an agent, how does a buyer choose an agent, where are they going, where are they searching, how many, what's the statistics of buy owners and all that. So data is the closest thing we have to a crystal ball, so I'm always trying to track the numbers, track the data, follow the trends that way. They all leave a little bit of crumbs that you can kind of follow.
Sure.
I noticed that most people, Bill, we're going to the Internet. It was kind of shifting towards the Internet. So we started doing a little pay-per-click. We started off with $500. We advertised houses where people could, if they Googled, for example, they Googled Covington Real Estate or, you know, if you're in another market, you know, Tampa Real Estate, Tampa Homes for Sale, then we would pop up at the very top.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're finding now, though, that was 2 years ago. What we're finding now is there's more long tail, meaning that people are becoming, they're realizing that they can be more specific in their search. They can go to Google, and if you're looking to purchase, for example, a Toyota Land Cruiser that was a 1978 model that's blue in color, you
mm-hmm.
can go to Google and type in literally 1978 Toyota blue Land Cruiser,
mm-hmm.
and it will show you all of them.
Yep.
And so that's more the long tail, because now, after a decade, there's so much data out there and so much information.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our big pool and lead generation.
That's a pretty sweet ride, by the way. If you run across a good 78 Land Cruiser, let me know.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
It's a nice ride, yeah. Sorry, man, go ahead.
Anyway, we do a lot of pay-per-click. We push people to the website pay-per-click, and then we give them houses. We let them see a couple of houses. And then after they see a couple of houses, at that point, we're requiring them to register. We're not asking. We're asking them to register, but we're requiring them to register with their first name, their email address, their last name, first name, last name, email address, and phone number.
Smart.
And before it would be you just wanted a name, and then you
right.
just wanted a name and a last name. Now it's just like, you know, and I did that back in when I was in Tennessee years ago. I was like, no, I don't want an abundance of leads. I want more of a quality lead.
Nice, nice.
So I wanted first name, last name, email address, and phone number. Now what happens is buyers call on houses. So they want to see the houses. So that has been a good driver for us. Last year we closed 46 buyer side transactions. I'm sorry, 46. We closed 53 buyer side transactions from our internet leads.
That is fantastic.
Last year. So internet presence is big. Now what's really cool is now that you have a good website, and for me, RealPro is a great one because they have RealPro has it where you can actually have a blog on your site. And what's cool about the blog is there's some companies that you can actually pay and they'll blog for you.
Mm-hmm.
They do lots of research on your town, or you can do research. The thing that I found works really good for me is I'm not afraid to video myself, so I actually do videos on every Friday. I do a quick video that's limited to 3.5 minutes.
I'm looking at them. Is that a GoPro in your car?
The GoPro camera. I do a little suction cup literally to my windshield. I hit record, I record it, and I'm basically just on a, if anybody out there listening, they can go to YouTube, and then you can type in Wayne Turner Real Estate.
Yep.
And then my channel will pop up, and you can subscribe to it, you can see, and then we do lots of videos. So, I mean, don't reinvent the wheel, just take what I'm doing and do it in your own market even.
Totally, you know? Man. Well, you're doing a good job with that. I knew it was a GoPro because of the quality of the video, you know,
it's
very clear, it looks really good. And, you know, the funny thing is, I wonder if you've heard this, I do a lot of video myself at CoachBillHart.com, and years ago I did one in my car, and somebody, their comment was, hey, love your content, glad you didn't wipe out my family while you were driving.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm always real careful about that, but the good news is you're not really looking at the camera very much, so I think people probably realize they're safe, right?
Yeah, and don't make sure the camera's hooked up before you start driving off, so you don't.
Yeah, good point, man. Good point. Well, these are spectacular. I love that. The other thing, Wayne, I'll bet you figured this out. You know, you have such a likable personality, and you know that it's a God-given gift,
thank
and
you.
You've got it. And the beautiful thing about video is it humanizes you. And I tell people it creates this moment where they say, "I feel like I know you," and I'll bet you've heard that.
Yeah, it really does. And so many people are kind of uncomfortable for them to put themselves out there. But, you know, and it was for me a little bit in the beginning. But then again, I've done TV and I've done some radio. And I can share with you some of the radio, a good radio idea. That
please
I
do, yeah.
That you want to dive into that, radio?
Yeah, man. Talk to me about radio.
Just real quick, I'll tell people about radio. The radio spot that I'm doing, I went to a local radio station, and it's just a local radio station. So it's an FM station, but it's not this just huge radio station. So the cost isn't astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically just went to them, and I said, hey, y'all should have a radio show because mm-hmm. everybody loves real estate, and you got to know what's going on in your market with real estate. So I went to, after going to the local radio station, I said, look, here's what we can do. Let me come in there and record 10 spots that are between 45 and 60 seconds on topics, and then after we record those spots, you'll put them through a phone filter, and then every morning between 8 and 8:10, peak drive time, then you'll basically just say, hey, it's time to talk real estate. So I would have the disc jockey every single day, and they do it every single day. If you want to hear it live, for example, I'm Central Time, you can go to TuneIn, or you can just Google 94.7 The Lake, and then it will pop up. You can listen live. You can listen stream live on any device. But if you tune in Central Time between 8 and 8:15, you'll hear me. Sounds like I'm literally coming in live, but what they do is I pre-record it. They put it on a phone filter. And
that is such a cool idea.
Do an intro and an extra. So the disc jockey goes, hey, it's time to talk real estate with a guy that's out there turning and burning. Man, he's selling houses like crazy. Wayne Turner, what's going on, brother? And then literally it's me going, hey, thanks, Charles, man. It's growing crazy. Look, and if you're going to buy a house, you're getting your house ready, blah, blah, blah.
That
and then he goes, well,
so
you heard
cool.
it. You know who to call. Go to WayneTurner.com or give him a call, 985-626-1313. It's just that simple. They do it every
and
day.
And how long is the call?
It's 60 seconds. I'm literally speaking for about 60 seconds. And I just tell
great
people
idea.
The latest and the greatest. And if you want to know what's going on out there, just subscribe to, like, Inman News. Go to Realtor.org.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what's going on a national level as well as a local level. Here's another thing that's a pearl, too, is to go to Google Alerts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to Google Alerts and put your name in parentheses under Google Alerts, and Google will email you every time your name pops up.
Yeah.
And then you can also do that for your city or your county.
Oh,
so
totally.
Anytime Google indexes anything on the net, it sends you an email. Mm-hmm. Well, there's your topic right there.
Yeah, man. I have people use Google Alerts all the time for the exact same thing that you're describing. And you can use it for any topic, right? If you decide that you want to buy a new barbecue or a car, you want to do some research on a topic. For me as a presenter, I'll want to do some research on the company that I'm going to speak for or whatever. It is like a virtual assistant for free. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a great idea, man.
But the right
Wayne, last
really
question for you
is,
as we get down to the end of it here, man. What have you learned about team? You know as well as I do, you go off to real estate events, you talk to other agents, and you know where people so often get hung up, I think, in real estate, NAR is, what are they telling us now, 10, 12 units a year is the average production, I think, for a typical realtor. You know, it's hard to, you start hitting a ceiling, right, when it's just you and you're the one that's submitting listings to multiple and you're the one that's hanging lock boxes and, you know, you can only do so much. And we know this is not new thought. I mean, you were listening to this with, you know, Howard Brenton years ago, listening to how people were doing it. But I'm curious about your thought. If you had a group of people, and remember, your audience right now is top producers. So, you know, these are not average agents that are listening to this. But a top producer that's listening to Wayne Turner's, again, I'm going to call it Wayne Turner 2.0. What did you learn as you came back around and started over again in building your team?
Well, it's the same way. Well, okay, top producers. Okay. I learned that it was really, really, really important to know the DISC personality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, Bill, a good website that I learned upon and stumbled upon was, hang on, I'll share it with you.
Please.
It was a site that where you can actually go and do the DISC personality test.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a second, it's in here.
No worries.
And it's basically a test where people can go, and it's 123test.com.
Mm-hmm.
123test, T-E-S-T.com. When you
got
go
it.
To 123test.com, it's basically the personality profiles, the DISC.
Yeah.
The cool thing about the DISC is I learned to make sure I had the right people in the right seat on the team bus, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was a buyer agent, I want an IDDI personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them up front, if you're good with paperwork, you're not good in sales. That's just my experience, and
sure.
It just doesn't work. If you're real, if you're that S personality, you're real, don't get me wrong, my wife is an S, my mom is an S, my sister is an S, they're the you know, I've got an aunt who's an IS. I mean, those four people are my biggest fans.
Sure.
But when it comes to sales and I hire people within my team, I want ID or DI. I want people that never meet a stranger, don't get their feelings hurt so easy, don't take mm-hmm. things too personable. They're just ready to hit it and turn with it. In terms of admin, I typically want SC personalities. I want somebody that's real approachable,
sure.
Nurturing, kind, caring, that sort of thing. In the same way. So if it's anything to do with sales, I want IDs, DIs, and then vice
Great.
Versa. SC, CESs. So the big thing to me was the hiring right, getting right, and then the other thing was just making that list of things that you just absolutely don't want to do and really focus on your big why you work, what you're doing. For me right now, my big thing is I want to list houses, negotiate contracts, prospect for listings, and go to closings. Those four things. I don't want to do anything else.
Nice.
I really don't want to do anything else because it's not the highest and most productive use of my time to get me to that next level. Our goal, once again, this year in 2014 is to close 300 transactions. And so that's what I'm good at. I just focus what I like to do and focus on what I'm good at.
Absolutely.
But as far as it really, it's just one of those things where if you're getting 50 buyer leads, here's what we do. We pass out 100 buyer leads.
Mm-hmm.
For every buyer agent, and
wow.
we have five buyer agents right now.
Wow!
So we average anywhere from 500 to 600 buyer leads, And to give you an idea as far as our what they call them, a parish here, same thing as a community. We're the only state in the United States, we have Napoleon law in Louisiana, we're a parish. Same thing as a county. We're about 220,000 people. And in terms of actual homes, doors, that's about 185,000 actual doors. So to kind of give people an idea of what size market.
Got it.
Not a huge market.
Sure.
You know, most people have seen or heard of Lake Pontchartrain. I'm north of Lake Pontchartrain.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, the big thing is just to slow to hire and quick to fire. Don't hang around somebody. Don't hang on to them if you feel like they're – just listen to your gut. If you feel like they're not a good fit, you just have to – and oftentimes I've caught myself hanging on to staff and people because I don't want to train another person. I don't want to deal with
it. Of course, you know, yeah.
But what happens is you just have
That's great wisdom, man.
Cut it loose, man. And just
no doubt. Well, Wayne, what a pleasure to get caught up with you. And
oh, it's an honor.
I just,
thank you for calling.
I love this story more than you know. And I do think that you've got a book in you, bud. And I think you've got an opportunity to really touch some lives. So do me a favor and let's stay in touch. And anything that I can ever do for you, you let me know. And in the meantime, if somebody wants to reach you, what would be the best way for them to track you down?
Yeah, they can email me. My email is really easy. It's wayne@wayneturner.com. wayne@wayneturner.com. Or they can call me anytime. My direct office line is 985-626-1313. Or you can just wayneturner.com is my website if you want to check me out on the web.
It's great. It's great. Well, Wayne, thanks for making the time, man. We wish you nothing but continued success and happiness and blessings. And, again, I think you've really made a difference in some people's lives today that heard you tell your story, and what you're doing is killer. And, hey, here's to 300. May we toast at the end of the year on you hitting your 300.
Absolutely. Definitely do that. Anybody, if you can hear my voice, you can do it. Just don't take no for an answer. And remember, broke is temporary, poor is forever.
I love it, man. Thanks again, Wayne.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
Well, I trust that you enjoyed that time with Wayne as much as I did. He's just got such a great philosophy on life. You got to love that. You can make excuses or you could make money, but it's hard to do both, right? So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Sit down with the person that got this interview into your hands and have a dialogue with them. Have a conversation with them. Are you prepared if there's a market downturn? Are you capitalizing on pay-per-click advertising? Quite honestly, when he rebuilt his market and he started with expired listings, are you capitalizing on expired listings? There's some simple principles in this interview that, if applied, could make an enormous difference for you. Until next month, this is Bill Hart. Make it a great day.